First responders in Massachusetts rolled up their sleeves today to take the COVID-19 vaccine. The city of Springfield has set up a vaccination site at the Bolden Elementary School where the city's police officers and firefighters can receive a dose of COVID-19 vaccine this week by appointment. Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Claprud said appointments, which are made online, have been filling up, and she expects that 75 to 80% of the 500-member police department will decide to take the vaccine.
People know that it's serious and we want to get back to work the way we know it.
Claprud said she is leading by example and received a shot of COVID-19 vaccine last Friday.
I'm telling everybody that wants to know that I had exactly zero side effects and feel wonderful, so I'm encouraging the vaccine.
Springfield Fire Commissioner Bernard Calvi was also vaccinated last week and is encouraging the 300 members of the city's fire department to follow his lead.
We've had pretty good response for people wanting to take the vaccine. People are signing up. So hopefully we'll reach 70% of the department who wants to take it.
Despite precautions that have included no longer assigning officers to patrol in pairs and frequent cleanings and sanitizing of police vehicles and buildings, more than 100 Springfield police officers have been infected with the coronavirus since the onset of the pandemic, according to Claprud.
We've had our share, so I've encouraged it. Get the vaccine if you haven't had a positive, and the sooner people do, the sooner we can get back to where we operated before.
Monday was the first day police officers, firefighters, and EMTs in Massachusetts were eligible to be vaccinated. Statewide, there are 60 locations where the state's approximately 54,000 first responders can make an appointment to come in and be vaccinated. A regional vaccination hub for first responders opened Monday on the UMass Amherst campus. Another opened at a site in East Longmeadow for police and firefighters from that municipality and a half dozen others. Massachusetts is in the first phase of its vaccine distribution plan. Frontline hospital workers and residents of long-term care facilities were the first to be vaccinated. After first responders will come people in congregate facilities, including jails and shelters, and home health care workers. About 6,000 to 7,000 vaccine doses have been administered daily in Massachusetts since the effort started last month. That rate needs to increase significantly to meet the goal of vaccinating most of the state's population by this summer, according to Dr. Mark Kerouac, president and CEO of Bay State Health.
I expect that things are going to pick up, and they certainly are going to need to pick up big time. I mean, 5 to 7 times as fast as we are right now if we're going to make our deadlines.
Kerouac said Monday that Bay State has provided the first of two recommended doses of the vaccine to 7,800 of its employees who have direct contact with COVID-19 patients. The hospital has run out of vaccine and is not sure when the next shipment will arrive. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.